The Secretary of the Treasury is signaling new help for smaller banks. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is set to offer insurance on deposits at smaller banks over and above the traditional $250,000 limit. According to the advance text of a speech Yellen is about to deliver, she'll say that insuring deposits over and above the limit in the mold of what was done at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank could be replicated for smaller banks if needed. She plans to say what was done at SVB and Signature was necessary to protect the broader U.S. banking system. Guy Labat is chief fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Welcome.
Good morning, David.
Lot going on, and it appears here that the U.S. Treasury is moving to making all deposits at smaller banks guaranteed. If it comes to that at certain banks, that may help calm the banking system. You think it'll calm your bond market?
Well, I don't know directly, but one thing very importantly it does, it sort of short circuits what we've seen across a lot of banks, which is a transfer of uninsured deposits from smaller to larger banks.
Now, what all of this adds up to is part of the uncertainty throughout the banking system and the financial system more widely. Something our friends at the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, are chewing on as we speak, makes their decision tomorrow on interest rates even more difficult.
Yeah, it absolutely does, David. And one of the major reasons is that the way, or at least a way, that Federal Reserve interest rates find their way into affecting the economy is through banks. When the Fed hikes interest rates, one of the things they're trying to do is reduce bank willingness to lend, reduce the amount of capital that floods into the economy, and slow economic growth, reduce inflation. So in some sense, the small-scale banking crisis that we're facing right now is almost a feature, not a bug, of Fed policy, though arguably I think it's gone too far even for the Federal Reserve.
Guy Labat is the chief fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time, David.
The KBW index of banks large and small is up nearly 5% at the moment, even though the ratings agency Moody's has downgraded its view of the whole U.S. banking sector from stable to negative. But Silicon Valley Bank had high credit ratings right up until it failed. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on what this says about ratings.
There are two big things credit rating agencies look at when evaluating a bank. What's happening at the bank itself.
What does their balance sheet look like? What does their income statement look like?
And Kevin Jakes at Baldwin Wallace University says agencies also look at the broader economy.
What's happening to GDP? Is the inflation rate high? What's happening to interest rates?
And how is that likely to affect the bank and its credit risk? Ideally, credit ratings would be something of a canary in the coal mine. But Brett House at Columbia Business School says in reality, they tend to be a lagging indicator.
Often they are pretty rosy looking until suddenly they're not, and there's suddenly a problem.
That's what happened during the financial crisis in 2008 and what's happening again now.
In part because analyzing complicated financial organizations can be difficult. The economic forecasts that they rely on change over time, and they don't have that many resources to devote to any single institution's rating process.
But it's not just credit rating agencies that can be slow to catch problems. See also federal regulators. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
New data today from the National Association of Realtors will tell us about home sales, the used ones, not the new ones. Higher interest rates are designed to slow these sales, and slow they did. And now there's this banking mess. Ali Budner has more.
Robert Padilla and his wife Patricia have been looking for a house to buy in Santa Fe, New Mexico for about a year.
So it's just the two of us, but we have family that we like. They come down to visit us, so we want to have a three-bedroom, two-bath.
But there hasn't been much to look at in their price range, which is about $350,000. Padilla works as a security guard for the public schools. The houses they've seen have been disappointing.
The roofs are leaking. They've had animals living in there, chickens. I mean, we just can't do that.
If mortgage rates were lower, he says they'd be able to look at nicer houses. Rates have come down from their high of more than 7% last November, but with rates around 6.5% now, buying is out of reach for many home shoppers. It's all a bit of a negative feedback loop between buyers and sellers, says Selma Hepp, chief economist at CoreLogic.
Both sides think it's bad time to buy and it's bad time to sell, and so both are sitting on the sidelines.
Hepp says this trend has been worsening.
Both attributed to higher mortgage rates.
And now there's the uncertainty of a banking crisis to factor in.
A lot of the expectation is that mortgage rates may again go up and that we will see a tightening of lending conditions.
And Hepp also points out that consumer sentiment is low. Logan Motashami agrees. He's a lead analyst for Housing Wire, an industry website.
A friend of mine that still works in the lending industry told me that a home buyer just took all the money out of their bank because they were afraid that the bank was going to go under. And they said, we don't want to even buy a house. We just don't want to lose our money.
But Motashami and other analysts do see a flicker of hope for the housing market going forward. Nadia Evangelou is a senior economist for the National Association of Realtors. That's the group that releases the monthly home sales reports.
Rates may decrease even further in the coming weeks, depending on reactions in the financial market.
Evangelou is cautiously optimistic because contract signings rose significantly for the second straight month, and that's a good indicator for home sales. But like many analysts and would-be homebuyers and sellers, she's holding her breath for the Federal Reserve's next move. I'm Allie Budner for Marketplace.
Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen Morby. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.